this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? 3-1 against Newcastle. It sounds like a comfortable lead. It wasn't comfortable at all times, but that two-goal cushion, taking those 3 points and bagging them, good to get the win. All about the win. Wasn't pretty, but I'll take it.
No, it was started off a little nervy, but we got it, sir. Rashford, great goal coming in off the left. Yeah, take Dan James on the mark. Very important goal. And then getting that breathing room, like you said, it wasn't nervy in the 90th minute. We haven't seen this movie before. Sort of shaky start. We come on strong. I thought a great performance for United to build on. And Ole got the rotation right with the squad.
Got the rotation right. All of a sudden, we've been hit with some injuries, too. So you have to say, don't matter how it's done. It's all about just getting results and getting 3 points at the moment. And United, we've been craving for just a win. This is a good win. Not against a very good Newcastle side. We let him back into the game, which is the only frustrating thing, giving away an easy goal. But other than that, I think we did build into the game. Much better second half than first half. Sir, kick off from here. On to the Europa League. Can't wait to play that music, baby.
Sure, sir. We got a debut in there as well. I'll let you get the pronunciation.
I was waiting on you. I think it's Shola Shiratari. No, that's way off. Not Shola Shortire. It's not the way it's spelled.
Yeah, so apologies. We did get that one wrong, but I believe it's Shoratire.
Yeah,
right. We're getting closer, guys. So he just made his debut. We can't get the pronunciation like absolutely spot on. You know us.
You're much closer than me.
We need some room to breathe. But like, you know, it's one of those where I feel the "Are you not entertained?" is like the perfect example. It's like United are fighting. We had a great match midweek, like you said. There's some injuries, some players out, like Cavani. You know, we had to put Martial at number 9. Dan James started on the right. And we end up winning 3-1. You know, we had to gut it out. We did concede a bad goal. Our defense was in shambles. De Gea didn't look confident at the back. So all these things are going on, but it's a results-based game. You get 2 wins in a row, and then you obviously just do the job midweek, and then you beat Chelsea. Hey, I'm a happy fan. So you kind of have to get away with one here, get people healthy, big match against Chelsea in the league. Obviously, maybe not title, but top four implications.
Yeah, those goalposts are shifting, sir. I can already tell, talking about top four versus the league, but you're right. Either way, it's something to build on. It's not always going to be pretty, the amount of games we're having. And either way, you need to like turn the run of sliding in the league over. So getting 3 points is all that matters. And also doing it so we're not playing that great. That's a good thing. You know, if you can win ugly and build on from there. We're going to have to play a little bit better.
3-1
when we play the Chelsea Blues.
3-1's ugly.
Sorry, you watched that game. We'll go through the highlights. We were creating chances for fun. You know, we were pretty clinical. We took our chances well, got the penalty to ice the game. But this is not like, you know, the prettiest performance of the year for Manchester United.
Look, Newcastle packed it in. I mean, again, they packed it in. But I just love our, like, De Gea need more confidence. Backline need more confidence. Playing out the back looks shaky. That's, to me, if you fix that, you know, the chance creation is going to be up to who do you have available. And injecting some pace, or, you know, I like to see Amada in a game like this. I think he could be really creative breaking down Newcastle. Like you said, maybe he's not 100% fit, so maybe he didn't get the start. Either way, Ole rotates. We get 3 points. On to the next one, sir. We're beating a dead horse here on Newcastle United. People want to whinge about a 3-1 win in the league. It's like, given the form we've had, I'm taking it. I'm taking 3 points to the bank.
There are no easy games. There are no easy wins. And I'm not complaining.
It's a long season.
We could have played better, but all that matters is we got the 3 points. We got the 3 points. We got 3-1. It's 3-1. And I'm not complaining, sir. But all I'm saying is, you know, could do better. We've played better, and we're going to have to play better if we're going to be the Chelsea Blues. So, hey.
Sir, it's
play
hot.
Up, play down.
It's hot. We're in the bunker. Banter's hot. You know, back and forth.
There's no delay like Skype.
We're talking over each other. This is like old school New Jersey vibes right now.
Well, you know what? Like a duck's to water, we are just comfortable doing what we do. It's good to have you back in the bunker. It has been a while.
Sir, the American Red Devils, quick PSA for the podcast. We are four fans, by fans. Speaking of the bunker, we got to keep the lights on in here, sir. You know, this little piece of your garage that we call the podcast studio. Boy, it is a charmer. if you want to support this podcast, you can via Patreon. Look, we don't have any independent sponsors. Our thesis is to be supported directly by you, the fans, and we think the best way to do that is via patreon.com. You can check out our site, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We have four tiers, anything from $1 a month to $20 a month. We're giving away scarves, stickers, shirts, etc. It is a great way to support the podcast, sir. You're a big fan of the Patreon page, no?
Big fan of the Patreon page. It goes a long way to keeping our fan content generated independently, so we don't have to hawk any sponsors. And obviously, it goes a long way to keeping us growing this platform for fans, by fans, like we like to do.
No, absolutely. And that's what we want to do. We want to basically give use our podcast and website as a platform for that biased fan perspective on the couch. We give you week in, week out. Big shout out to Eric Watts, our Sir Alex Ferguson Stan supporter, as well as Brian, who is a Sir Bobby Charlton Stan supporter. Again, if you like to keep us in business, keep the lights on here, check out our Patreon page. Also, check out our website. Like we mentioned, great blog content, www.americaredevils.com. We have merch there as well. Click on store. Great scarves. Pick them up. We got the Glazers Out scarves. We have our new 2020-2021 scarf with all the trophies Manchester United have ever won on the back. It's a good reminder. Greatest English football, sir. We've won it all.
We have won it all. Another great way for you to support the pod without spending a lick of money is to write a 5-star iTunes review. All you have to do, give us a 5-star review on iTunes, cheeky banner, even better. Send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and we'll get you some Stanley Chow decorated stickers to your door for absolutely free. Sir, what else we got?
That is it. That is the PSA for the podcast. Let's jump into it. Manchester United 3, Newcastle 1, Old Trafford. It's the 25th game of the season, sir. Boy, time flies when you're stuck inside. Just kidding. Let's jump in that lineup. Dave Says, world number one in net. Luke Shaw, left back. Maguire, Lindelof, center back pairing. Wan-Bissaka on the right. The Fred Matic midfield. I think I got that right. Rashford, Bruno, James on the right. Didn't get that one in. Martial at number nine. Martial, he's playing his way into a starting position here.
He might be the only fit number nine left. I think Greenwood has something to say about that as well. But, hey, that 11's got to be good enough to beat Newcastle United. You know, I didn't think we needed two CDMs in this game, but if you look at who's available, we don't have a lot of midfielders left. So I like seeing Dan James play again. The fact that he played well midweek, given another start, and then Lindelof back in the equation. Hopefully he doesn't give off a soft goal, sir. What do you think?
No, I think this lineup probably does it v Newcastle. The only thing, I would rather give Greenwood a run out. I think Martial needs a breather. You know, who's going to score against Newcastle? I don't think Martial necessarily played bad, but I'd like to give it to Greenwood. I think Ole is just giving him too many shots. He's got too many shots for his form. I think you sit him for two or three, then you get him involved. Give him a rest. We have some youngsters on the bench, Ahmad, Diallo, and then Choretire. I think I'm getting that one right as well, who did get the debut. Sir, let's jump in. First half, not a lot doing. United come out slow and shaky. Newcastle pressing high. We've seen this movie before. I think we tweeted out the wake up, wake up, wake up. Tough times for Manchester United.
And there weren't a lot of chances, unfortunately. And I think this is where you can be critical. You know, United teams have had some issues. You know, the issues that we have had, often give up cheap goals, usually early, usually don't take our chances. You know, we create some good stuff. This was a little bit different. We weren't creating much in the first 30 minutes.
Hey, but then a little something from nothing from Sir Marcus MBE.
Immediate turn. Rashford, oh! He saw light at the near post, and he thrashed it in. That's cutting. It's a super goal from a super player in super form.
Super goal, maybe not a super call, sir. Marcus Rashford cuts inside, hits it with his right, beats the keeper near post. Ronaldo-esque.
You said we were watching it, and the more you look at it, it is Ronaldo-esque. Catches the keeper sleeping on his near post, but you have to say, great finish, great, you know, 1-2 move, and more of that from Marcus. You know, sometimes he holds on the ball a little bit too long. Did it in this game, but good finish. I don't want to say against the run of play, but United getting it in front. They got to stay in front, right? Isn't that the job, sir? Well, I was worried.
It was something from nothing in the 30th minute. Sir, you were very critical, even after we scored, you were a little critical of this match. So, you know,
I wasn't the only one in the room being critical of the match.
I said, this is kind of the way it is right now. You look at United, individual brilliance going forward, Bruno, Rashford, you name it, on the day, like we talked about that, and some pretty rough defending going backwards. So, you know, as far as title, you're going to win a title. I don't know about playoffs, sir. You know, playoffs?
You
talk about title?
You got to pull up some YouTube clips because I think you're absolutely right. You look at this team, what we've been relying on.
The fact we're up there is
this
crazy.
Goal, I mean, these first two goals, this first half is like a great caricature of our season because individual brilliance, team play, kind of lacking, and then just giving up a shit goal, sir. 36 minutes.
Speaking of shit goal, 36 minutes, let's hear it.
Look, out by Maguire. So Maxima rifles it into the roof and has Newcastle level. That's a truly crisp finish. And a goal that matters to Magpies. What a super hit. What's a great hit. And what I like
again,
is
like not a great ball in. Sure, poor down. Clearance. St. Maxima. He hits it. I mean, he's a player. Great finish. I mean, you say it's a shit goal from our perspective, sitting on the couch, the biased perspective. But as a fan of football, that was a nice finish. Tidy.
I mean, it's a nice hit, but you have to say, like, watching that play, there was a buildup, and United were being a little sloppy with the ball. They were just giving it back to Newcastle. This little bit of a soft header from Harry out, and nobody's there closing down. Nice finish, of course, but United's got to do better.
No, absolutely, and also something to note, we had the new ball, the new Nike ball. Not the new ball, but, you know, they switched from yellow in the winter to white, you know, in the spring, obviously. It's a bit early, but they got the Target logo. I thought it was pretty funny. Nike kind of rolling with that one. What'd you make of the new EPL ball this weekend?
I only noticed that it was a different color. You know, I didn't notice any Target, but it looks like they have highly textured. You know, maybe give me a chance of hitting that ball. But, you know, for me, I don't think I would notice. Either way, I'd be screwed.
Yeah. Well, it didn't help De Gea on that one. United come in at half, 1-1. Disappointing, right? You know, we talked about a great win midweek. We said, look, we got to really take it to a team. We got to clean up the defensive issues. We need to break them down, score a bunch of goals, get some debuts. Not going to plan 1-1 and at half. I think a lot of fans pretty spicy here.
Totally. The fans expect a lot. But also, you know, you had to work relatively hard for the goal in terms of not a lot was doing. You think you'd be a little bit more careful on the other end, be a little bit more focused and dialed in when it comes defensively. It feels like this has been our issue, you know. We work so hard to get a goal, or even if we didn't, Rashford comes and pops one out of nowhere. And then at the other end, you just give one away quite cheaply. Yeah, we've seen cheaper goals given up. But either way, you want to see a higher mentality fighting to keep that clean sheet because I feel like we've been giving those away way too easily. You know, not enough clean sheets this season at all.
Yeah, just not tidy, you know. And if you're not tidy at the back, you're not going to win titles. I hate to break it to you. Look, at Manchester United, you know, we invented winning titles 20 times. Come on. But, you know, you ain't going to win titles playing defense quite like that. Phil Jones, happy birthday. Speaking of the devil, it's Phil Jones' birthday. The United Twitter account has the balls to tweet him happy birthday. I'm like, this guy's getting checks. Don't worry about the social media. I didn't check out the comments on that post, but I'm sure they are right.
Listen, whatever's free, they'll do, you know. they give Jones, all the Instagram posts he needs, but yeah, how about a new center back?
Yeah, it was a metaphor for our defending today. Phil Jones, happy birthday. We played like you were playing at the back there. Second half, Newcastle come at United to start the second half. We hold the line well. 50th minute, St. Maximum. Forces De Gea into a good save. Hashtag Dave saves. He did do a job back there, but early he looked nervy with the corners, the punch in, not his day. But look, there's a little Welshman who saves the day in the 57th minute.
Turn from the Manu Matic. This has come to Daniel James, who spears Manchester United back into the lead. Time to set, measure, and deliver. And how he delivered.
Well, I think the Newcastle defender and Steve Bruce are asking the question as to how he was allowed so much room. Once Matic decided to play it across.
I mean, a great goal for Dan James. Not easy to score, finish from there. He had a lot to do, put his boot right through it. I would say, you know, I thought it was a little too much for Ole to start him this game. But he proved me wrong. Great goal from Dan James. He owned the right wing today. Love to see it.
He did. I was like, you looking for that right winger that we were looking to sign all summer. It was Jadon Sancho, but hey, Dan James has been playing very well the last couple of games. I'm happy Ole played him again because you know what? He played well again. Maybe not quite as well as the Real Sociedad game, but he played very well today. He played better than Martial. So offering another option going forward, getting in some goals, taking off some of the burden off Rashford and Bruno's backs. We just need that. We need goals coming from elsewhere if we're going to have such a leaky defense.
Sorry, he was in position, ball came to him, put his boot through it, in the net. That's all you can ask for. You know, I thought this was going to get blocked, you know, just knowing how things have been going for Manchester United lately. 70th minute sub, Greenwood for Martial. I thought that was great, like for like get Greenwood on Martial. How would you rate his performance on the day?
I mean, you know, we didn't create a lot.
I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. Get a taxi back to Manchester.
This guy's back on the board, so he doesn't let you answer the question before he gives you his answer. Well, there you go. Basically the same. Didn't play great. We didn't create a ton, but, you know, the few chances he had, didn't do much with it. Either way, when Greenwood came on, he looked slightly more dangerous. But I don't think, you know, it was a great attacking performance from United overall.
Yeah, no, I actually think that is probably the take the bus back to Manchester. It's probably not an appropriate quote for Martial. I would say fits and start from the attack, not a lot doing, didn't get good service. No. So, you know, not really going to slate Martial individually, but he has been off the mark. He's got good hold up play, but again, not enough on the day for Manchester United. Sir, we don't have to wait long. The penalty for Manchester United in the 75th would ice the game.
And Rashford, he's gone over, he's got a penalty. Paul Tierney allowed barely a heartbeat before pointing at the spot. Willock committed and Rashford fell. Bruno Fernandes scores this time and Manchester United have a comfort cushion.
Bruno, Bruno, Bruno.
Sir Bruno Fernandes from the spot. Automatic. And when he misses them, the keeper's cheating. So he gets to retake them and make them. He's unbelievable. You'll love to see it from Manchester United.
What a player. What a signing he's been. Even when you don't need it, you know, but we needed this. It made the last 15 minutes of this game a lot more, you know, a lot more tenable, a lot more desirable just to sit back, enjoy that two cushion lead. Deserved a goal. Played well today again. Even when, you know, the team isn't just blowing things out, he's behind the scenes, pulling those strings, making things look tidy. He's a great player. Where would we be without Bruno Fernandes?
Please stay healthy, Bruno Fernandes. 83rd minute, Maguire forced the keeper. No fine save from a corner. 86, Luke Shaw puts in a good ball, but no one is on the end of it. In the 88th, the double sub, sir. Choretire and Mata for James and Rashford. You got to say it. Say it.
Choretire.
There you go.
Choretire.
It's like Real Saucy Dad. Like
you said that. Saucy Dad.
Saucy
sir,
dad.
We talk so fast.
Real Saucy Dad.
I feel like I'm
saucy
right now.
I think you said that earlier. Match stats, Manchester United, 72% of the ball to Newcastle's 28%. Shots on target, 6-6. Interestingly enough, corner 6-4. Sir, we beat them bad. Manchester United have scored 53 goals in 25 games in the Premier League this term. Their most at this stage of a top flight campaign since the 2012-13 season when they hit 60, which is the last time they won the title. But if you looked at that goals against, it looked a lot different. And that is the difference between us and Manchester City at the moment. It is tough to see knowing anyone could have saw. Bring the tapes, sir. Bring the tapes out of the archives. We said we needed a center back. We called Eddie. We told him to sign a center back. He decided to sign Noodle Sponsors. Instead, we all know the story. Hashtag Glazers out. Marcus Rashford's opener for Manchester United was his 40th goal in all competitions since the beginning of last season. Only Raheem Sterling, 44, Harry Kane, 45, and Mohamed Salah, 47, managing more among all Premier League players. It's pretty good from Marcus. And Manchester United's Bruno Fernandes, 15 goals, 10 assists, is the third player within Europe's top five leagues this season to reach double figures for both goals and assists in league matches alongside Harry Kane and Thomas Muller. Harry Kane's up there in all these things, but he doesn't seem to be getting the credit. Maybe I'm oblivious, but Tottenham slide is, papering over these stats for Harry Kane.
Well, they were ripping and rolling. That was a huge part of it. Kane and Son were just playing lights out. Kane went down injured, and Spurs have been sliding, sir. I'll tell you what, I thought Mourinho put together one decent season with them. But
hey, there's nothing like a Harry Kane team talk, I'll tell you that much. Dan James has scored 5 goals in 13 games for Manchester United this season, one more than he managed in 46 games across all competitions last season. You'll love to see the Welshman in form at the right moment, sir. Competition for the right wing spot. We've been moaning about that all season. Now Dan James is in there. We haven't even seen Ahmad start to get firing on the right wing. you love to see it. But what do we know? Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Ole, they pushed you, but in the end, I suppose, was it relatively comfortable?
Yeah, you know, they're always a threat on set plays or counter-attacks. They've got some good players, and that's, you'd expect that from any team, really, in the Premier League. I still felt we dominated. We had probably three-quarters of the possession, pegged them back, especially second half. First half, you know, you've got to earn the right to create the spaces, and we didn't do that. We'd, maybe we were a little bit lethargic. The zip wasn't there, but the ball's never tired, so pass it properly, then at least the spaces open up. We, after a Thursday night, it's never easy to get going, and we took until half-time. We have to be honest enough.
Yeah, I think, you know, we started a little bit slow. Second half performance was much better, and yeah, we can, you know, we can't dwell on the first half performance really. I think the attitude was right in the dressing room at half time, and it was about coming out and just performing better and having that confidence in ourselves that if we do that, we're going to win the game. And yeah, I think the second half we created more chances, even more half chances, you could call them, and yeah, we just give them more of what they don't want.
I think that's a great point from Marcus. It's just, you know, you're playing so much football. We haven't even touched on the Thursday-Sunday tight turnaround. We did get the late kickoff on Sunday. But, you know, there were tired legs out there. They got going in the second half. That's all that matters. Coffees for closers, sir. Finishing the game, 3 points.
I like the positivity. If you're going to look at it as, you know, tail two halves or first half or second half, they certainly built into the game. Second half didn't concede many good chances, created more. And there's been a lot of football. And then, you know, and even if he's trying to rotate, there's not that many options to rotate because there's actually been all these injuries creeping up in the last couple of weeks. So, hey, it's a big win because it's a win. And every game is a big game. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. It don't matter. They're all big wins as long as you win. So
especially with what happened around, you know, the league. I mean, checking in with the table, you had Everton beating the team which should not be named. That's big. Chelsea Blues, they drew. Obviously, West Ham on the move. But it, you know, the way the table is going, everyone's slipping up. At least everyone aside from Man City. So just 3 points against Newcastle. That's a big, you know, it's a big statement. Gives you breathing room. We obviously have big matches coming up, but it's really important when you think this is a results based game. We're in the mix right now, and every 3 points matters, even if it might not be as amazing and as pretty as we would like to see it. The 4 or 5 nils all day, every day. You know, you're gonna have these tough, kind of not great looking 3-1s against Newcastle. You know, it's just the way it is. It's the way a 38 game season is.
No, totally. I'm not complaining about this. The complaint is going to be when we play well and then concede goals and you end up drawing a game when you should have won it because you played better 85 minutes of 90. But those 5 minutes, the 5 minutes that'll decide it. So today, all is good. We got 3 points. We're rolling into the midweek Real Sociedad. Sir, how's that?
Real Sociedad.
Sociedad. And then Chelsea Blues on Sunday, sir. So it's going to be a big weekend.
As long as we beat the Chelsea scum, sir.
Thomas Tuchel, sir. There you go. PSG guy.
I'll tell you. Yeah, he's not likable.
No, he's
not.
He's
less likable.
He's already talking shit about his players. I love to see that.
Terrible. Let's check in with the table here. Man City, 59. Manchester United, the greatest footballing club in all the land, sir. 49 points. Tied with Leicester City, who also have 49, but we have them on goal differential. We have 21, they have 17. That 9-0 Southampton doing a big job for us on goal differential. West Ham, the Ammers. Crazy. Jesse Lingard has been off the mark for them. 45 points. David Moyes, tactical genius. The Chelsea scum. All the money you took from the big Russian crook. 43 points. Timo should not be named. 40. Everton, 40. Villa, 36. Tottenham, 36. Arsenal, 34. Wolves, 33 in 11th place. You look at that top 11. Unbelievable, those teams. Sir, it's crazy. I mean, like, you want to talk title race. I think there's a chance. Are you saying there's a chance? There's a chance. There's totally a chance City have the Champions League. We were talking about earlier today when United would go deep in the Champions League. You always had a big EPL game when you're trying to win the title. You also have big Champions League games. They're going to have to rotate. They could take their eye off the ball. You never know. And it could lose a game. We could beat them. Then it's close. Then it gets nervy. There is maybe a 2-3% chance, not a high one. We could do it. And we basically have to turn everything around from here to the end of the season, play absolutely perfect to try to win that. So I'm not giving up completely. But when it comes to top four, who are you worried about, sir? You know, it's for us in Leicester, 49. West Ham 45, Chelsea 43, Liverpool at 40. We have 9 points on Liverpool in six. You think we're smooth sailing top four? You think we got to worry?
Sure. I think the only team we got to worry about is Manchester United. I mean, at the end of the day, that sounds silly, but I really mean it. We could close the gap on City, but it depends on two things. We have to play lights out. We have to go on a run. And we only streaky. We talk about it a lot. We've been streaky to the bad, but hey, Newcastle, Sociedad, that's two wins to grow on. But you need City to slip up a little bit as well. But we need to keep pressure on them by closing that gap as much as possible. So we got to beat Chelsea. We got to beat City. That's the thing. It's like now you're putting the onus on them. You have to beat them. You have to beat them in that game because you got to just take 3 points away from them, let alone the
winner. I think the question was, who are you worried about for top four?
I'm worried about us. I'm not worried about Chelsea. I'm worried about Leicester.
Sorry,
I'm just talking about United. And at the end of the day, it's like we are going to decide whether or not we play European football next year, the kind of football we want to play, not the kind of UEFA League, Europa League music we're going to play in a second. And I mean that. I mean, like, we shouldn't be caught. Our nose is in front of all these other teams, and we have to just play. We have to play as well as we can play and take it to them because we're better than Chelsea. And City, we can hang with them all day. So it's just that we got to play. We got to have the mentality. We got to take it to teams again.
It's so funny because we're giving you the biased fan take from the couch. So we're talking about titles, sir. You know, it's like, we still think we can win the title.
Delusional.
You look at that defense.
We can't win the title of that defense, bro.
Oh, my God. Goals conceded 32, sir. I'll tell you. The only team, there's two teams worse in the top 10. That is Everton, and the team should not be named. So, that's really it right there. You know, Chelsea 25. That's respectable. City 15. We have more than
two center backs. They bought two center backs.
More than double, sir. More than double. That says it all. No easy match in the English Premier League. We will keep you posted of all the action, sir. But you said it.
Cue it up,
baby. A banger hit from Hans and Franz out in Berlin. Sir, you know what that means. The beat has been dropped by Hans. That is Europa League. We will be playing Real Sociedad at Old Trafford Thursday, February 25th, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Lifetime versus Real Sociedad, a.k.a. the Royals. We've won twice. We've drawn one. We've never lost to them. Basque Country Club. What do you mean? We beat them 4-0, sir. Coming back to our house. Are you worried at all about this tie? They have to score 5 technically with the away goals. Score 4. We basically can't score 1, essentially. So if we scored 1, they would need to hit 5. We have the advantage here. Are you worried about us leaking 4?
Sir, I was a little rough on Real Sociedad last time. I think I called them. They could be relegation team Premier League. That's probably a little rough. Probably more like mid-table. But either way, I think Ole's going to take this seriously just because his track record for games where you can't leak a bunch of goals in Europe is not terrific after the RB game. So expect to see Harry. I expect to see him with Bailly or another decent center back. I don't think he's going to go like full Bailly Twanzami. But either way, it's at home. We know what we have to do. And you got to just keep basically just shore up shop. I'm confident, sir. But at the end of the day, we can't underestimate it. You can't like completely switch it up, do 9 changes. But some mixes.
Sir, I have 9 changes in my lineup. You're like calling out my lineup right now. Why can't you make the changes, sir? It's at home. We got 4 goal cushion. I mean, is there ever a better time? It's not Champions League.
Well, I think you kind of secretly want to get knocked out of these Thursday night
doesn't
fixtures.
Doesn't AWB need a rest? Doesn't McGuire need a rest?
Well, I plan on resting.
Doesn't Bruno need a rest?
Yeah. Bruno needs a rest. I would rest Bruno if he could, but let's get in those lineups, sir.
Sir, we got to go through the history, Real Sociedad history, sir. Before that, we almost had the beat drop. Just kidding. Here we go.
Hans, don't quit your day job.
He's like, you think it's going to end? They're like, just kidding. We're doing another one. We're giving you another round of the woes. Either way, we could debate the theme song all day. Quick history on Real Sociedad. We touched on it last week, but we're going to go back to the Basque Country roots. it, obviously the club, when football was imported by Basque students who studied in England in the early 1900s, they came back to Basque country. They founded, the club was named Club Sicilista de San Sebastian, right? They play in San Sebastian. It's beautiful, sir. You've been up there.
Beautiful. Great city.
Tell us about
great food.
Sebastian.
Great, you know, it's got a little bit of a cove. They got a great little beach there in the downtown city, and some of the finest eats you'll find in Spain, sir. So it's a great town, worth visiting. Highly recommend.
You have some of the paella in San Sebastian.
Sorry, not. That's more of a like a Valencia thing.
Where no, I know, but been. They're by the sea, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I had paella there, but I do love paella, sir. You know me.
So initially, their club was named Sicilista de San Sebastian. When they won the first Copa del Rey in 1909, and then they end up changing the club's name after the Spanish Civil War in 1939, settling on Real Sociedad. So kind of started early with the San Sebastian roots. Obviously, in Basque country, they only played Basque players, winning the Copa del Rey early, and then they kind of came to prominence sort of later on in the late 80s. So Sociedad kind of used to only have Basque players coming through the academy. Now they opened it up. Obviously, the modern commercial football era changed kind of everything. You see that in England as well over the years. You know, basically, it's a business now, bringing in footballers from all over the world. We mentioned Griezmann came through their academy, as well as Xabi Alonso, some two great players. Coming into this game, Manchester United are unbeaten in 14 Europa League matches at Old Trafford. So again, rotate. That's what I think, sir. Looking at the injuries, physioroom.com, Paul Pogba, upper thigh, out till early March. Cavani, we don't know on his return. He kind of punted on that one. I don't think we're going to see him at Real Sociedad. I think Chelsea is the target for Cavani. Scott McTominay, he's out as well. Ole was coy on the knock. His status is 50-50. Donny van de Beek, the same. And then Phil Jones apparently came back into training, then did his knee, and he's out for 6 weeks again.
No, really?
Yeah.
happy birthday, Phil.
And then his birthday, obviously, is today. So happy birthday, Phil Jones. Enjoy those checks.
buy yourself another pink Lambo.
Exactly. So, you know, injuries kind of came out of nowhere. These are like secret injuries. You know, people didn't travel. We didn't see them in the games. Interesting here that Cavani, Van de Beek, those two kind of going down silently. McTominay, we saw. Pogba, obviously, we saw. And then Phil Jones never playing again. Given that, that is the injury list, sir. What is your lineup? How much are you going to rotate here? I love to see it.
I'm going to rotate a little bit, but not too much. Like you said, I don't think we want to leak five goals, even though I think I could be done with that Europa League music for the rest of my life if I had my druthers. But either way, this is what I got for starting 11. I got Dino and Net. I got a back four, B-dubs, Bailly, Maguire, and Telles. I'm going to do Matic. I'm assuming Donny makes the cut. Mata as my number 10. I'm going to do Diallo on the left, Greenwood up front, and Dan James, you're playing again because your lights out on the right wing. Who you got, sir?
So I'm counting the changes. You know, you got 3, 4, you got 5, 6, 7. You got 8. You got 8 because Greenwood didn't start. You said you weren't going to do 9. So you are technically right. But, you know, you said you weren't going to do 9 changes. You do 8.
How many
so
are you
holding
doing?
To your, how many are you doing? I'm doing a lot. I'm going to say Dino and Net. I'm going to say B-dubs, Twanzebe, bye. You got to rest McGuire sometime. I don't think he will, but I think you got to just kind of punt on this game. Tell us, Fred McTominay, midfield. I like those two. Hold it together. Bruno, I think, is going to play James, Martial, Diallo. But it'd be like one of those, hey, Bruno, you're playing. Just don't play that hard. You know, kind of like.
Take it easy.
Exactly.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Booking the bookies, United are the favorite, -110 to win. The tie +260. Sociedad to win +300. Given those are the bookies' odds, you got the lineup. What is your score prediction for Real Sociedad?
So I think it's going to be 2-0. I think Mata gets a goal. Greenwood gets a goal. United march on. I feel like we're going to get an English team next. That's what it feels like.
Sir, I'm going to say, you know, 2-1 Real Sociedad. I think, Oof. You know, got a lot of rotation in there. I think, you know, this will be one. Maybe it'd be like 1-1, and then they get one late. You know, so it wouldn't really feel like a loss. It was just kind of like we know the status of the score line, and we're going through. But whenever I can just punt on a result, I will. The Europa League draw, I think the odds on us going through are insane. So, you know, we will be in the round of 16, sir. We will hear the theme music much more on this podcast. Hans and Franz will be happy. Friday, February 26th, so the day after, they'll be drawing the round of 16. When that will be played, March 11th and March 18th, sir. So Thursday Night Football is back for Manchester United, most likely.
No rest for the weary, sir. I thought we were going to get some March Madness, some breaks, maybe have a international guest on, talk to Fred the Red. Doesn't look like it.
Pod never sleeps, sir. Pod never sleeps. And United in the news. Speaking about not sleeping, Ole up all night. Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer without his three assistants, Carrick, Phelan, and Kieran McKenna for the Newcastle clash after his staff were hit by a COVID outbreak, with reserve keeper Lee Grant having to step in as goalkeeping coach, per the Daily Mail, sir. What do you make of this one?
Sir, I didn't know anything was up until I saw Lee Grant holding the board, doing the player changes during the game today. You know, this kind of came out a little bit this morning when the other games were on, maybe that we'd have some issues filled in the starting 11. Looks like it didn't affect any of the players, but did obviously affect most of Ole's coaching staff. Hopefully they're not gone too long.
Yeah, not a lot of detail. Right? And this is kind of weird because this is against the grain of COVID in the EPL. We've been seeing the weekly tests. They've been going down, you know, one or two. I've heard pretty much two players out of the whole batch, like not a lot doing for COVID. Then all of a sudden, boom, the coaching staff. I don't know who they were hanging out with, but they're all hanging out. I'll tell you what, Mick, Kieran, and Carrick, those guys are thick as thieves. They went somewhere. Something happened. Club's not saying much.
Right.
But Nicky Butt, we saw him on the bench, and Mark Dempsey had to step in to join Solskjaer on the bench during the Newcastle game. Of course, we hope that Carrick, Phelan, McKenna, nobody has COVID. Hopefully it's just a scare, and we all wish them well. But interesting to see the turmoil in the locker room. You think this is going to have any impact on the prep for Real Sociedad, maybe Chelsea as well, because you have to think his staff is critical in preparing for all these other games. I'm sure you can do a lot digitally, but working with the players, training, etc., this might have some consequences on the squad right now.
No, it's a good point. It's also a good reminder that COVID, we're not through the woods yet, and you could still have a flare-up that could hit. Imagine if this was three of our players. Imagine if it was Bruno, Rashford, and Harry. It's like, you'd be screwed. So we have to keep that in mind, that we are not out of the woods yet. And if you get hit with a big outbreak, it could really derail things. All of a sudden, we'd be like struggling to get in the top four. So keep it in mind. Whew, one game at a time. So we're still on thin ice.
Sir, you do not speak those ill. Don't speak those words. You don't want them to come true. You know, this season has been hell of a season. I don't want to be thinking about battling for top four on the last day of the season like we did last year. Oof, that's unbelievable.
Please don't.
Seen that move before. Don't need to see it again.
I've seen it.
Next bit of news. Manchester United could try to bring Erling Haaland Old Trafford again this summer after losing out to Borussia Dortmund in 2019, as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer feels he's got the funds to attract top players, sir. Interesting that Ole will say that he has the funds to get top players. The only way he could have the funds is if he knows that Paul Pogba is being sold. That's the only way. That's the only way you could have the funds.
They got a buyer with money? Because all I know is I think the only checks the Glazers are signing is the dividend checks to themselves every January, February.
Yeah.
Those are going out regularly. That could have bought us a center back.
No, the club has stopped the bleeding they're not like losing money, but they're not making money right now. And the issue is they only have £59 million on the books. But if you sold Paul P for 50, 60, say, you get 100, 110. You can only still spend 60, 70 of that realistically on a player. So it's going to be tight, and I'm sure that other players might leave as well. It's going to be slim pickings. You're not going to be doing 150 for Mbappe. I mean, when you say sign top player, you know Ole is kind of overstating that a little bit. Like Haaland.
I mean, he's a top player. He's probably, you know, for 70 million, he'd be a steal. But at the end of the day,
there's no way he's going for 70 million, no. Especially when you hear
he's over 100.
A Russian crook. Russian crook is interested in dropping a check for him as well. We had the Chelsea fan on the thread tell us that Haaland's coming to Chelsea.
They tend to get what they want. They spend big, you know, and you have no financial fair play is out the window. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, their owner can't even go into the country. That's a true laugh.
That's all you call the Russian crooks.
Yeah, the Russian crook. Suiciding people out the window, crook. Sir. But either way, the wind's going to be at our face because you've got a lot of big free spending clubs between City and then Chelsea. It's going to be hard for us to compete because at the end of the day, we don't just need a Haaland. We need a Haaland and we need a center back, probably need a CDM, we probably need a backup right back. And I don't think the United's going to be free spending until a year past us having butts back in seats, because you need to get some money into the coffers before we start spending it.
Yeah, but you make a good point. So obviously Erling Haaland, Manchester United, absolutely need that to happen. But you have Rashford, you have Greenwood, you have Martial, you have Cavani. Arguably Rashford's left wing. You know, Martial's left wing, number nine. They are a little more versatile. So Rashford, you take out of the equation. But you got three number nines. You got to get rid of one, right? You know, you can't... I think you can't just bring in Haaland in addition to without addressing the defense, because the defense is the problem, right? Especially with Phil Jones never playing. He's got to get out of the club. You're going to lose money there. Ed Woodward special, buy high, sell low. That deal predates Woodward, but he's going to sell him for nothing. And then you need someone at defense. So I prioritize the center back this window right now.
No, I hear you. I mean, I think you're right, because at the end of the day, we do need to shore up the defense, because we got goals in this team. We're the highest scoring team in the league. Our defense is just, you know, holding us back. But the thing I'm worried about is he joins another Premier League team, he is going to punish us for like a decade, bro. If he joins City or Chelsea.
Well, I want to get something straight. Obviously, we're talking about the Glazers owning the club, right? So it's like, clearly if I own the club, I would not only have $53 million on the balance sheet, I wouldn't be taking money out. I'd be putting money in, I'd be buying Haaland, I'd be buying Sancho, I'd be buying a center back. I'd probably be dealing De Gea, I'd probably be getting another keeper in. I'd be making moves because I want to win titles. The Glazers aren't showing intent to win titles. They showed intent in Tampa Bay to win a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl. They aren't coming to Manchester United. The balance sheet doesn't show that they want to invest money into this team and go on and win. And so what I'm saying is, if I only had to sign one player with the shit budget the Glazers gave me, it probably would be a center back. And that is understanding that we'll miss out on Haaland and we'll miss out on Sancho, and we're not going to be 07-08. That's just not going to happen again until hashtag Glazers out. Get your scarves. www.americanreddevils.com.
Oh, it's not going to happen until like half the kids on our team are academy people that came on up, and we got to wait for Ahmad Diallo to turn 22, and you know Rashford's 27, one of the best players in the world, because the free spending flowing windows are gone. Like, we're not going to see another $200 million summer under the Glazers anytime soon. I don't even think it's going to happen again until they're gone.
Yeah, but here's the deal. They will be gone. They should be gone. And, you know, I hope that you can see how things are going in Tampa Bay and how they're kind of dealing with Manchester United is the way they've set up the equity structure, the way they all hold the club. You can read about it on our website, www.americandevils.com. I wrote an article, is they are setting the club up and have set it up to sell for their personal gain. And they will. And Tampa Bay, that is set up totally differently. So Manchester United is penned to be sold, but you can't sell a prized sporting asset during a global pandemic. So we're talking 3 to 5 years for the Glazers to get out of United. And sir, we'll be popping bottles when that happens, sir.
It will be a fine celebration, because we're going to be celebrating the end of that ownership. You know, hopefully we don't have someone even worse come in. It's always possible. But either way, they are what's holding this club back, sir. You know, we have the cities and Chelsea's and PSG's of the world. And even like, you know, the Southamptons and the Aston Villas that are willing to spend more money than us in the summer transfer window, that tells you everything you need to know. It's like, we got to be spending the money, because there is something good here. There is something to build on. And the fact that, you know, we haven't spent, the fact that they didn't spend any money in January is telling.
The fact they don't have a director of football is a crime.
We're still looking. He's still looking.
Still looking.
What he's still looking?
Sabotage, sir. Let's jump into the fan questions. Thank you for all the hot banter on Twitter and via social media. Let's jump into it. At Briquette Mets, quote, nice to finally take care of a team that we should beat. Two more matches in the league before the derby. Continue to pick up points and hope that City's unsustainable form drops off sooner rather than later. Keep ourselves within a chance. More Ahmad on Thursday, ? I think so.
I think he's due for a start. I was actually surprised to see Shola ahead of Ahmad, but you know, I think he wanted to give the double debuts and back-to-back games. But either way, we should see some youngsters, see a lot of rotation on Thursday.
At Jamal Mota, quote, sirs, love that we won. Didn't love the manner in which we did it. Any surprise we'll get Diallo and James? We get Diallo and James shows up big. Where's Bai at? Happy for Shoratire. But we can find Fred. Can we find Fred every time he shoots? Double when he misses by a mile. I'm sure Marcus could put the funds to good use. Yeah, the Fred misses. Sir, he's trying. I actually like Fred, you know. I started out a year ago kind of anti-Fred. I'm all Fred. You know, you see him come into Bruno's defense. He's a good team player. He's not going to hit, you know, bangers from outside the box, but you have seen moments of brilliance with them, and you hope he's got the legs, sir. He works hard. You know, he just doesn't have that attacking, you know, he doesn't have the attacking prowess of a Paul Pogba, I would say, but he's got all the work rate of a Scotty McSauce.
No, and I think, you know, he's a confidence player, and you can see it in his face when he feels like he's playing top of the world. He plays like lights out football. So he's one of those good for the long term, still a relatively young player. And you like you said it when we were watching, he never gets injured. You have to imagine there's a lot of gas in those tanks. He runs his ass off. He's certainly got a role to play this club. Maybe he's not a starter, like your go-to starter when you play Bayern Munich in the Champions League. Yeah, yeah. But he's a player that was
But his useful. Shooting is like, you know,
he shouldn't shoot. He should pass.
I've been on the soccer pitch with Alex here, and you know he doesn't have a boot, but he might be able to hit it a little better than Fred.
It's a low bar, sir. It's a low bar.
Low bar, sir. This guy.
I'd hit it better than I'd tear my ACL.
This guy's no line with the club foot. He can hit it better than Fred. At MJ Fitz 16, quote, pretty good. Win games we're supposed to. I feel like teams across the table are just grinding it out. And here is where character matters. Totally. It's the middle of the table's a meat grinder. Everyone's slipping up every week. So if you don't, good. And it's just like on to the next one. I totally agree that it was at times today kind of a snoozer.
But also kind of like, I'm going to have a heart attack. I asked you, who said it's hard for your health to watch this team? I think it's Roy Keane. It feels that way. This team like never makes it easy for you. We finally got that penalty in the 75th minute. We could chill a little bit, but it's been nervy stuff.
At Dave Paz, speaking of, this team will be the fucking death of me, but I love them absolutely. At T Zolski, at the end of the day, good, got the job done in the 3 points. Dan James coming up big. Happy to see Shortire get his debut. Time to rest some of the lads on Thursday. Needs to be close to full strength for the next few games. Hashtag Glory Glory Man United. Love the tweets telling us with the Shortire name there.
There you go. You nailed it. Knocked out of the park, sir.
Sir, I'm dying with that name.
Hopefully he's just like a banger playing every game. He's just such a player.
What's wrong with Shortire?
I don't
know. I like Shortire.
It's like Paella. Paella, sir.
Shola.
There you go.
Shola. At Ty Kircher. Quote, wasn't comfy for a lot of it, but we become accustomed to it. I think that was my attitude on the couch as well. It's just like, look, this is who we are. We're going to be playing 1-0 nervies against like bottom of the barrel teams. But it was in the end. Bruno, what else can we say about him? Need to be better against other opponents, but well done. Need those 3 points. Get through Thursday and rest up for the big one next weekend. Look, I'll be pissed if we get like just smacked around by Chelsea scum. That's where, as a fan, I have personal beef on the line. The text threads on the line, you know, that one will hurt. You know, something happens there, sir, I'll be upset.
You also, we're a better team than Chelsea. You watch Chelsea play, you watch us play. We are a better team. We should take it to them. And we need to do one thing that we have not always done this season, which is we can't pay them too much respect. We need to take it to them. The team needs to go into the mentality that they know they're better than them and then just prove it. Prove it on the pitch, 90 minutes, smack them around like we did. What was that? A season ago? The 4-0 opener of the season? Mad Dog in the Fog, rest in peace, sir.
No, absolutely, sir. Back when we used to go to pubs and drink dark ales to watch Manchester United win. Oh, my God. Super Frank, baby. At you, Boston. Tony needs time on the bench. He's back to his worst. We were much better in the last 30, and we were due a gift from the opponent's defense, given how generous we have been ourselves. Play the kids midweek and focus on Chelsea. Must win next weekend. Couldn't agree with you more. At United Dondo, quote, performance from us, the goal we gave could have been prevented or defended better, but I'm beating a dead horse at this point. Yeah, we're going to have to assume we're getting a bad goal conceded every game. It's you got to feel bad for Harry running around. He's running around the back, like, just like, I'm not, like, oh my God. You take, I'll tell you what, you want to watch Ferdinand and Vidic, you take him for granted when we watched them back in the day, sir. You take confident center backs. But they didn't have to play out the back, though. No. Is it the whole...
They just booted it.
Is it the whole playing out the back that's kind of exposing, you know, center backs and goalkeepers these days? Because even, like, you see it from better squads, sir. They make mistakes playing out the back.
You see it a lot, I think, especially with goalkeepers. You have the conversations like, who's the best goalkeeper in the Premier League? He goes like, oh, it's Alisson. But then he goes, has like a howler week to week, and all of a sudden he's on a slide because the onus is so high on them. They don't only have to make great saves. They have to be able to like ball players from the back. Dude, the standards are raising in an unbelievable way. And it's also the league is a meat grinder. It's just like you get thrown through it, shoot up and spit out week to week. It's the best league in the world.
Yeah, totally. And to finish the tweet, Rashford with an amazing goal and Dan James justifying his start. Should we start the youth for the next game, sir? You had a lot of rotation. I think the answer is yes.
Heavy rotation, but you got to like, you probably need a Harry just to keep us honest because you don't want, it's not good for morale. Even though if we lose 3-0, I'll still go through. you know, it's not good because it puts a dent in the momentum. And that's starting to pick up again. You know, it'll go even faster. Another win, Sociedad, and then you beat the Chelsea Blues. People will notice.
Finishing here at Marco Nunez 408, quote, happy for Dan James. It's not his fault he's being used against a low block when he's a counterattacking player. He works hard and is a good kid. I really like that tweet. That sums it up, sir. That is the podcast. Whoa, it's been a hot one today. Back in the bunker, sir. It's getting a little hot out here in Cali.
Getting hot in the bunker, sir. Jumping all over each other. Good to see. It's good to have you back. Miss the pod, sir. Greatest pod of all. For fans, by fans. Pod never sleeps. These games never sleep.
Absolutely. We got European nights midweek, Thursday. Oh, you hate to see it, sir. You know, whenever we're not playing on Thursdays and say Chelsea is, you're having a laugh. This is the one where you wish you would have made it to the round of 16 Champions League and lost instead of doing the, you know, oh, the group. The group.
I'm in the round of 16 yet for, sir, the Europa
I
League,
knew
sir.
It. So many games. I'll tell you, I knew it when I saw the draw. And I saw PSG and RB. I knew it.
We had it. So we don't need to read.
No, I know we had it. I know we had it. But, you know, when I saw the draw, I kind of, you know, I was like, oh, that's,
yeah,
a
we
one.
Smoked RB. We beat PSG handily. Then we lost Istanbul away, sir.
Sir, it's tough times. Tough
Lee
times.
Grant's Look. One and only start. I'll never start again.
Look, the American Red Devils for fans, by fans. If you like the podcast, you can support us on Patreon. Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. We have amazing fan content, blog content, opinions, etc. Also, if you want to write for the blog, you can reach out to us, americanreddevils@gmail.com. We're always looking for fan contributors. Sir, we also have some merch. We're getting, dude, we just got the blankets done. We got beanies done. We got new pins with our Stanley Chow revamped logo. Sir, what am I missing? We're also getting masks as well in our store. Those are all being done. We have the prototypes right now. We'll probably get them shipped out in a month, and they will be up there. We also got posters in as well, so we're doing some work there. Just me and Alex, so, you know, it's going pretty slowly. But we're keeping up with the Joneses.
Sir, it's about the direction, you know, quality. Brick by brick, up and down. It's like kind of like Manchester United. It's going to be a rocky road, sir. It's never straight. Never a straight line.
Never straight. Yeah, write a review on iTunes. That's how everyone finds us. That we did a survey last year. Most people find us on iTunes, and you write a 5-star review. Some cheeky banter goes a long way to helping the podcast grow. And it's free. So it's a win-win for both of us. Sir, we've had some amazing downloads the last 7 days. Freedom Forward list. Give us those cities.
Number one, how you doing? Gardena, California. Los Angeles, California. Burbank, California.
Cali. Sir, keep us going. Chicago, Illinois. Demorest, Georgia. Franklin, Virginia.
Virginia. That's a new one.
Virginia. Say it. Well, since I was, Georgia was next. So you give me the next few.
Hotlanta, Georgia. Dublin, Ireland. Pompano Beach, Florida, and last but not least, Sterling, Virginia, sir. I like that. Virginia is ready, sir.
So I can't even pronounce Virginia. I think, sir, I'm going to get Shoratiri. Shoratiri, sir. Have a dark ale.
Have a couple, sir.
Shout out to the UK, Telford, Switzerland, Norway, Sydney, Australia, all on the list for downloads, and Toronto, sir. Manchester United Kingdom. You got to love that. We appreciate everyone who listens week in, week out. It's been a hell of a season, sir. The ups, the downs, always at the wheel, always not at the wheel. Now we're back. Now we're in Europa League. What do you mean, sir? Hans and Franz.
Sir, I'll tell you what. I did like always at the wheel while it lasted. It was good to be first place while it lasted.
Sir, it's going to be a big one midweek. Let's get the job done. There's no easy task in this game that we call world football. And then it's on to Chelsea scum, who we got bad, bad blood with. We'll be singing, having a dark ale, and enjoying it this week. And as always,
we'll be kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.